Psalm 46 tonight. Pastor asked me to preach earlier in the week, and I said, sure, I'm feeling pretty good. And he said, you're a crazy man. I said, yeah, I know. This has been a storm that I've been through. I've been thinking about some of these things, and Psalm 46 is one of those psalms that deals with God being our strength in all that we're going through. And it starts out with verse number 146, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Having listening to all of the news, which is the bad news, or the interesting news, and all of the viruses that are going around, and the latest of that is the fact that the virus is going to come here. It's just how we're going to deal with it. I don't know if you haven't heard that. And that's not very good, encouraging news. But we have one who is stronger than that and stronger than all that, the Lord our rock, and we're able to stand in the midst of those storms, no matter what it is. And so I chose Psalm 46 tonight. This is a song of refuge. I've entitled this a song of refuge. Father, thank you for our time, and we pray that Christ will be exalted. Help us as we stand amidst of the difficulties of our lives, that you will be that rock, and you are that rock. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Song of really fantastic completeness of our God. As you look at this psalm, I've read this many, many times and read it, especially it's a kind of a visitation psalm. If I go into the hospital, somebody's going through difficult times. And I remember this psalm was shared with my wife when she was ill so many years ago as I was preaching up in a little town called outside of Wyalusing. And we had been through some difficulties. It was a very small church, and we had a parsonage out in the midst of a field. It was my first really full-time church, I think it was. Yes, it was, because I was a youth pastor before that. Anyways, it was a small church, community church, and these folks just loved us, and they decided to build a parsonage for us. And guess what it was?
Chicken
coop. No. It was a double-wide trailer. We had four kids. And I'm telling you, it was crazy. But they built a garage for us, and it was out in the middle of a field. Somebody had donated a field, and it was in the middle of a farm. And they had that just there, and they drilled a well and put a septic in, and everything was there. And in the midst of all of that, the septic system leaked into the well. And my wife got terribly ill with Campylobacter. She spent probably 2 months in the hospital. What a storm that was. And what a time that was for us, as I was encouraged and just building up. And of course, we were just a young family. And what do you do? We didn't have any insurance. We didn't have anything. And they ended up having to fix the water system, and they put in a filtration system in the whole thing. But, you know, she was down and out. And a pastor friend of mine came to visit my wife. And in the hospital, he read, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. And then he said, and there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the most holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. Now I realize that that is not a direct reference to a person at this point, but it was to us. And he said to us, and he said to my wife, God's in the midst of all of this, in the midst of you. And I always remember that. God has taken us through an awful lot. It seems the psalmist writes down in this particular psalm, this is attributed to the chief musician, and he writes down troubles and difficulties that we go through. You go through troubles. We all go through them, but why? Well, God has a way of lifting us, but lifting us closer to him through that. He writes down some reasons, I think, why God is a refuge. He's a strength. He is a very present help in time of trouble. That's really a neat thought, if you look at it. And that's just absolutely amazing. In the midst of everything that this world's going through, and I mentioned this area of the coronavirus and the things that's happening, and thousands, I don't know how many have died already from it, and we don't know where that's going to go. But we do know that God knows that, and he understands that, and we are in the midst of, and he is our present help in time of trouble. That's really a wonderful thought, that no matter what you're going through, no matter what I'm going through, I spent 2.5 weeks or more going through the sicknesses that come with the viruses and all of the stuff that's going through. And I'll tell you what, his pastor comes in and he'll say, you don't know when you're going to get off your back on this sort of stuff. And you try so hard. But in the midst of that trouble, he is a very present help in time of trouble. Present. Right now, here and now. And that's why God's word is so very precious to us, and prayer very precious to all who come in contact with it. In Psalm 18, verse 3, I want you to flip back a little bit. And this is really interesting too. The psalmist said this in Psalm 18, I will call upon the Lord. All right. We're looking at verse 3. Who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from my enemies. And then he goes on and talks about the sorrows of death compassed me, and floods and ungodly men, sorrows of hell or Sheol compassed me about. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and I cried unto my God, and I heard. That's the same thought that the psalmist has here in Psalm 46. He was going through troubles. Of course, if you follow David's life, and you follow all the things that he did, and all the things where he was at, he was tested. He was put through the ringer in times. And yet he was God's man. A man after God's own heart. Very interesting. But the psalmist here, go back to Psalm 46, talks about these things. And this is also recorded in 1 Samuel. So I want you to go back a couple bit. This is recorded for us in, I think it's 1 Samuel 22. Maybe it's 2 Samuel. Let's see once I get there. That's actually a song. Verse number 4, it's got to be 2 Samuel. All right, I didn't write down that. 2 Samuel 22:4. Did anybody find it? Maybe that's not it. Yep.
I will call on the Lord.
Yep. 2 Samuel 22. This is David's song of deliverance, and this really is where he's talking about that. And he said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield, the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my savior. Thou sayest from him." And then he quotes this, or which the psalmist also quote, "I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies." And goes down through the whole idea again. Go back to Psalm 46. God is a very present help. No matter what, that's my thought tonight. In the midst of what you and I are going through, where we're going through, and all of the down sitting and all of this, during the times of what we think is our alienation, even our health, it's good to reflect on that God is present. He's here. He is there, and we're able to call upon it. Seems like the Lord's putting us through an awful lot here at this church. Sickness. We've had people step into heaven that we didn't expect. We've had difficulties. Pastor's wife came tonight and says, our house is floating away. The water is coming up and we don't know where it's going. What's happening? Well, you know, this is exactly what God's helping us to see. Look at verse 2. Therefore, verse 46, the Bible says, "Therefore will not we fear though the earth be removed." Now, he goes through some really interesting things. He brings out, what aren't we going to be afraid of? Well, the difficulties. The first verse, as I said there, really seems to settle it down. And then the second one, I believe, really goes and talks about what? Earthquakes. "Therefore will not the earth be removed." I don't know. Anybody here ever been through an earthquake? You've been through one. You felt it. I've never felt an earthquake. What did you feel like?
I thought it was awesome.
I did not. I was inside a church building and it was going like this, and I was.
And the rumble was there. Did you feel?
It sounded like something. There was construction going on around us.
Yeah. Wow.
And I thought, okay, well, they dropped it, but then it kept shaking.
And I believe that's what the psalmist is dealing with. The only time I ever felt that was when I was in the army and I got to throw a hand grenade at a tank and I hit it dead center, blew it apart. And the impact was just so forceful again. And that's, you know, but this is real. This is real. Now look at verse 3. He says, "Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, and though the mountains shake," here it is, "with the swelling thereof." This is, again, another reference to not only earthquakes, I believe, but it's really a flood. "The waters thereof roar." I've been through one flood. 1972 flood. But I didn't see roaring waters, other than the fact that the water was really high, and I saw cows, horses, I saw houses going down the river, everything, absolutely amazing. 1972 flood, I was working down in Mentorsville, and my dad and I went down to Mentorsville. We went in 87, some of you know where that is, and we came in the back way because the water had been raining all night. We got in 87, and we were working in Mentorsville at Keramic Falls, which isn't there anymore. And they told us, turn around. By the time we turned around, the water was already across 87. By the time we got home, it was across, the water had cut us off going up into Du Bois Town. You know where we live. And that creek was over top. And for a whole day and a half, we were cut off, Nesbitt above. But that water roared. We went up to my our cousin's house, which was on the mountain, and the water was actually going through the house. Absolutely amazing. Verse number 4. Flood waters. Well, a mighty waterfall. I've been up into the Niagara Falls, and pastors made mention of this, and you stand there. You ever stand with your feet there, and you're watching it, and you're hearing the roar of it? That's really what it is, and God wants us to get an idea of that. Well, we turn to verse number 4, where the psalmist says, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle. God is in the midst of her. I looked Spurgeon up on this one in these particular verses and just very quickly put through, what is the river that makes glad the city? The river is God. He is in the midst, and that's what it says there, verse number 4. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her in that right early. Very interesting that the psalmist brings us back to the attention that in the midst of the streams, in the midst of the difficulties, in the midst of whatever that we are going through, God's in the midst of her. Now, taken from Spurgeon, he says this, God, all right, number one, God the Father is the river. Jeremiah was warning the people. Do you remember Jeremiah? We're going to Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. Jeremiah was warning the people that they had gotten away from the Lord. If you read Jeremiah, you'll get an idea of just a guy that was called to call the people to repentance. But this is interesting. Chapter 2, verse 13. And this is where he brings this particular verse out. And here's Jeremiah, and he's speaking to the people of God because they've gotten away from him at all. They've gotten away from him, and they're going to go into captivity, and they need to get straightened out. And he says here, for my people, verse 13, have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountains of living waters, that's God, and hewed out cisterns, broken cisterns, what can hold no water. That's God the Father. And then he says of this, number 2, that God the Son is the river. Now, what do you think we're talking about there? Rivers of living water. And we got to go to Zechariah for that one. So find your way to Zechariah if you can. Chapter 13, if you can find it. Chapter 13, Zechariah. Chapter 13. And verse number 1. And he's speaking of God the Son, that is the Lord Jesus here. In that day there shall be a fountain open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and uncleanness. What's that? That's salvation. Coming to Jesus, coming to Christ, salvation. So God is in the midst of that in salvation. So when you're going through the difficulties, be reminded of that. And then this great one, which is in God the Spirit, all right? And this is John chapter 7. John chapter 7. And we'll be done here in a second. Great verses here. And look at John chapter 7, verse 38. All right. Find our way there. The Lord Jesus speaking out and says here in verse 38, He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water. Out of his heart. In other words, God's in the midst, and in the midst of that river of water. 4:14, I think, is another reference to that too, in John 4:14. Very quickly. But whosoever, this is neat, drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well springing up into everlasting life. Spurgeon says that the streams that make us glad are the perfection of God, the city of God, gold, the city of God. That is God, his presence is in the midst, in our midst, absolutely right now. Verse 6, go back to Psalm 46 real quick. Verse 6. Then he goes back and says, here's another problem. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The earth melted. When God speaks, when God roars, in the midst of that, we will melt. And that's the idea that in the midst of, I don't know, when you're going through troubles in life and you call upon the name of the Lord who is worthy to be praised, in the midst of that, he brings that strength to you, knowing that God is in the midst of that. I don't know what's going on in your life and our lives, but I do know that he will be there. Because, look at verse 8, go back there. In verse number 7, why? Well, the Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob. He is our refuge. Then he makes another reference to difficulties. Again, in verse 9, he makes wars to cease, the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder and burneth the chariot in fire. I've been in the service, but had never served in the midst of a war. One of the horrible things. I've heard that the latest, one of the Academy Award films, what is it, 1917? Makes direct reference to the fact that the guys that were in that great war were turning to the Lord because they understood that God was in the midst of them, that God was there. During the Second World War, I'm sure that there were individuals there, but that particular film makes reference to that, and I've heard of that. Why? Because the Lord of hosts is with us. Go back to verse 9. And then he says at the end, how are we going to be able to do that? And he gives the answer, just be still. Just wait on the Lord. Just be still and know that I'm God. That's a hard thing to do. Now, guys are more active sometimes than gals, than ladies. And we have something inside of us that just wants to not quit. I'm going to get up and I'm going to get going. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get this done. I've got to do that. And it's sometimes very, very difficult for us to sit still. But for about 2 weeks, I did that. Even though I was up and doing stuff. But there were times in the afternoon when I said, I don't have it. And that's when God says, sit still. Be still. Know that I'm God. I will be exalted in the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Now, Pastor, I'm going to let you make the reference to that in Revelation. But I think in Revelation, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he will be exalted. In the midst of all of the struggles of life, in the midst of all the things that's happening, it's hard sometimes to see and to understand. Oh, what a song. What a song. God is our very refuge, a very present help in time of trouble. A very present. Therefore, will not we fear. I trust that that will encourage you tonight. Think of those verses. Go over them. Trust the Lord will do that in your life. All right. We'll stop there. We'll take some prayer requests and go.